What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. So good to see you, my friends on YouTube. Phillies baseball back tonight. They are in Chicago to face the terrible White Sox. Got to get a sweep here.
Get a sweep and get out of here.
Need to get a sweep. They're losing two out of three.
Just take two of three. Yeah. Just take two of three.
Spike's like, no, we're losing. We're losing two out of three.
Well, of course, the Mets are now winning every game. They had. Now,
do we have the Tigers this weekend?
Yes. Now, they haven't been playing well either.
The AL gauntlet.
Yeah. First pitch is 7:40 on WIP tonight.
So, have we decided what we're doing at 5:30 or am I just playing Creed?
Oh, shit.
Wow. That's the first.
That's second.
That's second.
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
Fritz doesn't forget.
Nope. Well, it's hard to forget.
Yeah, I remember. I think the other one was a more difficult word. Yeah.
I was here?
Yeah. He started thinking it was the podcast because he's talking about the Sixers.
Yeah. And
he curses so much on that podcast.
We do curse a lot on that podcast. I can't believe I just cursed.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
We didn't talk about it.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I have it queued up.
We'll talk about it later. Let's do the top five and we'll figure it out.
All right.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
That guy used to run this place, by the way. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you ever, people say to me sometimes, they said, I like the show because it seems like you guys are just hanging out, like you're just talking.
Mm-hmm.
That is proof that that's how it feels, actually.
Yeah, you know. And a lot of things are usually decided on the air.
Yes,
not always the most planned.
Now, the YouTube people got that.
And
that
the,
bad
and
word.
The app people.
And the app people. Yeah, sorry.
Hopefully no kids in the car.
Yep.
All right, so the best things that happened this weekend, because it was an eventful weekend. Starting at number five, just when it seemed like Philadelphia sports fans were...
Oh, this is the thing.
We're doing so much better. We've moved past vomiting on little children at games and getting tased and snowballs at Santa. You know, the standing ovations happen for Trey. People are like, oh, Philly, the greatest of all time.
And then this is going to be a tough one to talk about.
I don't know how to talk about it. That's why I'm bringing it up for you guys. So there was a video.
There was a video that surfaced on social media. The video is real, you know. And someone sent me the video yesterday. It is a video of two Phillies fans at Yankee Stadium, a male Phillies fan and a female Phillies fan, both appear to be of age, that were...
enjoying themselves.
Yeah. Like, she was enjoying herself thanks to him. That's
I'm pretty
all
sure
I can
he
say.
Enjoyed it too.
Well, yes, he enjoyed it too. she was writhing, is a fair way to say it.
Really into it.
Really into what was happening.
I think that's about enough.
Yeah, and they were in an upper level at Yankee Stadium. There was no one sitting directly next to them or in front of them. This was filmed several rows behind them.
And who knows how long could have been
close enough to know what was going on.
Yeah.
And by the way, it could have been going on for a little bit.
Oh, I was just going to say it had to have been. And that's how the guy who filmed it noticed it.
Yeah, and he was like, I'll just keep filming.
Yeah, you may as well keep filming.
Well, he filmed right to the end.
You sure did.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to look. I'm all for people having fun. But when you're going to run around with a Phillies hat on. You are representing us.
The city, yeah.
There's kids at the game. Forgetting about kids. There's adults that don't want to watch you doing that.
Right.
No one wants to watch that.
You got to grow up. Like, wait till you get home or in the car. I texted Joe, a fan of Philly, and I'm like, is this you? And he's like, not him specifically.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
I was like, was this your
Party
people?
Your crew, yeah.
He's like, we don't even have people there today. So it was not them. It was happening on Sunday. It's just like.
What a video.
It is.
It's a tough watch.
If you are going to search for the video, not at work, not with children.
And there is a part two.
Yes, there was a part two.
But the fourth best thing.
I mean, it was outrageous.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
The fourth best thing that happened this weekend is just when we thought that Dirty Rube was taking over the booth. Out of pocket stocking.
Oh, he's back.
And made a return.
Okay.
There's two cuts in here.
Whoa.
Here's the first one from Kevin Stocker.
Three more games before that trade deadline.
Are you a big swinger at the trade deadline? That didn't sound right. As far as
that was on purpose.
Three more games before that trade deadline.
Are you a big swinger at the trade deadline? That didn't sound right.
We should have had Stocker do play-by-play of that video.
I know.
Oh, God.
I know. And then also, after Otto Kemp's second home run, Stock laid this one out.
Thing is so simple between his stance, his setup, his load.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Come on.
Thing is so simple between his stance, his setup, his load.
Aw, Kev. You've been so clean for so long.
I know.
That's happening on our airwaves?
Exactly right.
Did they dump it?
No. I think Morgenstein was doing the game, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Class it up. Class it up, Stocker. The third best thing that happened this week, and this is actually today, is Diva Spike made his return. Not only was he a little cold before the show, he threatened to throw the entire show off because he was cold.
I forgot my hoodie, and it's a little chilly in here.
I know.
That's all. What else did I do?
Well, you also made your poor
hair. Oh, no.
The guy who cut your hair come to work to cut your hair.
Okay.
Huh?
I did not make him. So, you know Nafis?
Yeah.
My barber. Been my barber for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Was at my wedding. I had an appointment for Friday morning, and Nafis texted me. And he's like, why don't I just come to your work? I was like, I don't want to make you do that. Right. He's like...
Meanwhile, in the back of your head, you're like, please definitely do it.
No, well, look, I didn't feel like driving to Manayunk or whatever, but I'm happy to do it. He's offered before.
You got your haircut here?
I did.
Diva Spike.
Must get it early.
Yeah, right around 11.
Oh.
Came in. He was taking a train to D.C. He's like, I'll stop by. I'll cut your hair. In that room over there.
Wow.
So Nafis wants to come here. It seems easier for him to do it here. It's my guy. Known him a long time. I don't think it's Diva stuff.
Well, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I've been here 18 years.
Yeah.
I've never seen a barber come in here and cut anybody's hair.
Well, Nafis did in the morning show once. I think he cut your Am's hair. But that was part of a bit.
Also, you put the hat right back on after the haircut?
Yeah, he wears a hat too.
Yeah, but like, you know, let the thing breathe a little bit.
Well,
the haircut?
There you go.
Dirty blonde spike.
His hair looks like this all the time.
I'm always wearing a hat.
That's why. Yes.
People think I'm bald. I'm not bald.
You're not bald. Not even close.
Yeah. No, not even close.
He offered. He said it was convenient for him. And quite frankly, if anybody at the office needs a haircut, when the feast comes in, I'm sure he can take care of it.
Yeah.
I could have used him to line up my beard.
I'm sure he'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right here at work.
Yeah.
All right. Next time he does, come in.
All right.
Let me know.
I'll let you know. There you go.
The second best thing that happened this weekend is congratulations are in order for John Ritchie.
Oh, yes.
Hey. The market.
Yes.
Engaged. Jumped pretty high in that photo.
Yes.
I mean, he might be back in his combine days.
Yeah, seriously. Talking about somebody light on his feet.
Yeah, well, look. Ritchie seems like a happier guy these days.
I bet he is.
Since she came into his life.
Yeah. Have you seen his... fiance?
Well, I don't want to talk about another man's.
Well,
yeah,
it's in a complimentary
yes,
way.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Not in the way that we was going to slap the camera
the
Friday.
Camera for yeah. Yeah. I feel great for Richie.
Yeah.
I feel great for Richie.
And Alicia. I always say, is it Alicia or Alicia?
Alicia.
It is Alicia.
Yes.
And newfound respect for Richie. He's a Birkenstockman. He's wearing them at training camp the other day.
He's a big toes out guy.
Piggies out.
Well, he was a Bay Area guy. He went from being, like, I know everybody, the John Richie we all think of as this middle of Pennsylvania. Mm-mm. Dude, he went
he is
out.
California.
Yeah, he went out to Stanford and then the Raiders. He is a Bay Area.
Yeah.
Like, listen to the way he talks. He said, yes. Yes.
Totally talks like he's on the beach. All
yeah, he's like, yeah, man. You know, dude.
He's best friends with Green Day, isn't he?
Green Day, Metallica. He's friends with all those guys.
Yeah. Well, we saw a video of him singing with Ozzy.
Really?
Last week.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see that video?
No. He interviewed him and stuff.
I think he played the guitar for him.
Good. John's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
Well, then I can see why he got engaged. I would want to marry Richie.
The total package.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good looking guy, plays guitar, good singer. Talks like he's high.
Yeah.
It's a great combination.
The total package.
Great sports talk host.
Yeah.
Easy going.
Unless you take a sandwich and he turns into a lunatic.
Yeah. It takes a lot to even get him going, but that does.
Once he gets going,
I wish there was I had a GoPro on for when Richie came storming my studio when I took his sandwich.
Yep.
So I'm just saying, are we going to be the first ones to publicly pressure them to have a wedding that we can all go to?
Of course. Now,
yes,
who gets the invite at WIP?
We want a wedding, right? We don't need them sneaking off by themselves.
Oh, no. Jalen style?
No.
Have your teammates at your wedding.
Never like Jalen. Never like Jalen. You want to be good teammates.
Who gets invited?
This is why they out there at y'all neck.
That's fine.
Who? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the midday show besides Hugh, don't see it.
So Kyle is a no.
No shot.
There's no way Rich even knows who Kyle is.
No shot.
Yeah.
He wants to stuff Kyle in a locker.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Giglio, same thing.
Maybe without the plus one.
Yeah. Just
like at the end, if they get enough no.
See, I don't think he won't invite me. I don't think I'll get invited.
He doesn't like you?
I think he likes me, but I don't know if I'm wedding guest material in a Richie wedding.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
I mean, like,
why?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like if I was Richie, I probably would not invite me.
Why, you don't think you're coming up short on with the gifts?
Well, so I have been known.
You're very cheap on the gifts.
I didn't know we had a
Starbucks gift card over there.
I didn't know inflation affected wedding gifts or caddies. Like, I always thought it was a generic 100.
Did you do a registry?
Mine?
Yeah.
No. I don't think we did. No.
Did we bring a gift?
I don't remember. I assume so.
This is good.
I don't know.
You're talking about Spike's wedding?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember.
I was trying to remember it.
Yeah, I wasn't even
I remember the wedding. I'm trying to remember. I normally do gift registry, but I knew you wouldn't do a damn.
Well, we did do a registry because we had stuff or whatever.
Right.
I guess we could have. I don't think we did. I don't think we did a registry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't take money?
Well, people gave us money. I don't know. Maybe you gave us money.
That's normally what I do.
Yeah, I would assume so.
If you don't have a registry, you're getting money.
Yeah. Morgani said, I invited Morgani. He said, if I don't come to the wedding, I'll give you more money than if I do come to the wedding. I'll take it.
That's a good exchange.
Yes, I was like, I'll take it.
I think that was the whole morning show's motto. I think Angelo did the same thing.
Angelo did not. Rhea came. Rhea,
yeah.
I believe.
Was Rhea there? Yeah, Rhea was there.
I think Rhea was
Had
there.
To go.
Yeah, I think Rhea was there. Yeah. I think, now, do you think, last thing about the Richie wedding, which I'm sure we'll be talking about.
We'll make it a bit.
They better have a wedding.
Do you think they whisper to the bartenders, like, a limit for seltzer?
If they're smart, if they're inviting us, they definitely better put a limit on the drinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, people got very drunk at my wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very drunk.
Yeah. Elliot's was fine.
Elliot's was good.
Yeah. Man,
anytime Renee rolls with me, you can believe I'm going all the way in.
Oh, because she can get you home.
Of course.
Yep.
That's the whole purpose of her coming.
Yeah. Then Battle got into some.
Yeah. There's some bad rumors.
Yeah, there's some rumors about Battle.
Yeah, there's so many rumors about Battle.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we need Shams on the Battle report. The number one, though, the best thing that happened this weekend.
He's somewhere. Is like, no.
He's slamming the radio.
Yeah.
He's slamming the radio. The one thing that I will, I think Joe's been good during this whole thing, you know, the whole competition.
He hasn't been, but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm impressed by his social media game with it. And over weekend, he put out a very interesting video of his stretching in preparation for tomorrow's match. And here's just some sounds of it.
This is brutal.
Knee, heel.
Yep. Knee, heel, hold. Heel.
Is he in therapy?
So the funny thing
he's
about
on
this
a staircase, I think down the shore.
So the funny part was,
is that Amy?
It had to be Amy.
Okay. Yeah.
The funny part was, it was presented as here's Joe like grinding to get ready for tennis. Meanwhile, he's got the paper with all of the stretches he's supposed to do in his left hand. He's clearly never done them before because he would remember how to do them. As somebody who's been through PT, you have the paper in your hand for the first like two times you do it,
right.
and it's not like he was running up and down stairs. He was
busy squatting.
Yeah, for the YouTube people, he was doing this. He wasn't even moving.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
He wasn't even squatting.
No.
He wasn't even fully squatting.
No, he was just like.
Yeah, that
like
was the
this.
Workout. That was the workout.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, awesome. Richie, Hugh, Ike, like the real tough practices they used to have to go through.
Yeah.
This guy's doing like the half squat.
Yeah. Like, with the paper he just got in his hand. Yeah. The stapled
That's
piece
the
of
best
paper
part.
From
yeah,
the PT.
The paper in his hand.
Yeah. I've been there. I know why you have that paper in your hand. This hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. I thought that was from the call. 215-592-9494. Bill in, is it Newark or Newark? Which place are you in?
This is Newark, Delaware.
Delaware.
My name is Nick, not Bill.
Oh, it says Bill up on the thing. You can't trust Jack with anything. Nick or Mick with an M.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
with an N.
N. Pan?
Like
Nick?
Nickel.
Nick NM?
No.
I'm just screwing with you. It's Nick. I got it. What's up, man?
Okay. First off, how's everybody doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great.
All right, that's good to hear. Basically, like a couple of minutes ago, I was really intently listening to the Ike versus Elliott sort of like how practice should be going for the Eagles. And
right,
I want to lean towards that Elliott probably has the better point because when I grew up playing sports, I was always taught perfect practice makes perfect in that essentially you get the basics down so that you will have no issues with it at all during the game whatsoever. And so the idea of like that you're spending practice trying to make plays happen that wouldn't normally happen in a game.
No, but you know, no one's saying that.
I don't know why people can't understand.
Yeah,
this
I don't know why no one's saying that. Yeah. Let's say, Nick, that you are let's take it out of football for a second. Let's take it to baseball. Let's say
I was actually talking about baseball.
Okay. Let's say you can't hit a curveball, right? Let's say it's the off season and the previous season you've had a lot of trouble hitting curveballs. Like during the off season, you should spend time trying to hit curveballs, even if you miss. So the next season, you are better at hitting curveballs. Now, during practice, during the offseason, you could just stand there and wait for the guy to throw a fastball and hit that. But if you already know you can hit a fastball, the offseason is for learning to try to hit a curveball. So if you are Jalen Hurts and one of the issues you have is pulling the trigger downfield, if A.J. Brown is in man coverage, this is the time. Yeah, but that's...
Well, that's just an example.
Yeah.
Or you can flip it, Spike, and think about this, Nick, from a baseball standpoint. A pitcher. Isn't a pitcher working on things in spring training? How many times have I been told, you can't really judge what the pitcher's doing. He's working on a breaking ball. He's working on getting this over.
When they pitch bad.
But that's what I'm saying, right? But is that true that pitchers do work on things?
Of course.
Right? So he's doing things in a spring training game that maybe he wouldn't do in a game. So you don't worry about giving up a home run in spring training.
I get that, yeah. But going back to like Spike's point about the curveball, obviously, obviously you're going to spend time doing something you know you're not good at in the offseason. But in a sense of like from the opposing side, if the opposing team realizes, they know that you can't hit the curveball, so they're just going to keep throwing you curveballs over and over. And then that's when the offseason hits and you practice in your head, okay, I know that they know I'm not going to hit a curveball, so I'm going to surprise them when they throw that first pitch that my practice in the offseason is paying off because you're expecting them to do what they're going to do in the current season.
So let me ask you this then. Why do you think Kevin Petullo said what he said?
I didn't really listen to what he said.
This is the impetus of this conversation, is that the coach wants Jalen to not be afraid to make a mistake in practice.
And, like, no, I agree with him on that. Like, it's practice, okay?
Right, that's what we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so confused by this.
Yeah. So if you throw an interception in practice because you're trying to make a throw in a tight window, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Right, no, absolutely. But to the point of, like, in order to have perfect practice, you have to get the basics. You have to get your regular.
There is no such thing as perfect practice, Nick. I played ball from high school, football and basketball. I played ball in college, played for some great coaches. George Perlis, Nick Saban, Andy Reid, played for some great ones. Jim Johnson, I had a lot of practices. Not one of them were perfect. So there's no such thing as a perfect practice. You think you go through practice and never make a mistake?
Probably. Once or twice.
Well, but Nick.
I'm telling you it doesn't happen, Nick. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was. Telling you it doesn't happen.
Nick, isn't the goal in practice to practice these things so often that by the end you are good at it? Like, no, you can't get better at anything unless you practice the things that you're not good at. Like, Elliott, I think... And he conceded this sort of in his own Elliott way.
Yeah.
I think was misunderstanding.
He was interpreting it the wrong way.
Nobody wants Jalen to go out there and play dumb and throw the ball across his body. The worry is that Jalen goes, just the general worry would be, Jalen doesn't want to take chances.
He's too conservative with the ball.
Yeah, that they want him to take that held the offense back last year. And
that boils down to, like, that's a complete numbers game in the sense of that, like, the more you make these errant throws or, like, these non-perfect throws, odds are something bad's going to happen. That's the reason why he didn't throw as many attempts as he did this past year for the Super Bowl as he did in the previous years, because, like, we want to minimize the mistakes, and that was one of the answers to it.
Yes,
but they also know that's a hard way to continue to have success.
They want him to throw more and not make the mistakes. Yes. That's the point. And they want him to learn how to not make the mistakes by throwing them. Yeah. Like, but
did he not do that in the biggest game of the year against the
team? And they want him to do it more. Did you watch the season? God bless you, Nick. Did you watch the season last year?
Of course I did. Every single week.
Okay. So you saw that in the biggest game, we saw that. How many times did you see what you saw in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl during the regular season last year?
Maybe probably close to two or three times.
Okay. And they probably are thinking, wow, wouldn't it be nice if we could score even more points? Like, this whole thing where you only need to score one more point than your competitor and that's the best way to try to win is psycho behavior. I think...
Well, that worked with the Chiefs last year. One-score games they had.
And how many Super Bowls did they win last year? If we want to talk about the biggest game.
That's not the way they would prefer to play.
They don't want to win that way. I'm sure they liked it way better than when they were beating everyone's ass. This is Super Bowlitis.
Okay.
Nick, you have Super Bowlitis.
So what? I like it.
All right. Okay.
Well, at least you can admit it.
All right. Thank you for the call, Nick. Yeah. Oh, this one's not hard. This one is not hard.
It really isn't.
This one's not hard.
And it's not a bad thing, people.
No.
It really isn't.
What did you miss? You missed a drop opportunity.
No, I missed a joke I've made with Ike multiple times when he starts listing his favorite coaches.
Oh, which is what? Oh, the one that he doesn't like? Yeah.
missed his opportunity.
I was drawing a blank.
Yeah.
And Donatello.
And Donatello.
Yes, there it is. There it is. What you...
The
Donatello family can continue to be mad at me.
There's this thing about this practice conversation that I feel like I'm doing who's on first.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even see where the issue. Yeah, I totally understand what the coach is saying.
I say we play Creed at 5:30 until somebody gives us a better idea.
Okay.
Until somebody comes up with a song that's better.
That sounds fair.
I don't want to put nothing there. If you have a song that's better, we will continue to take suggestions, or we will come up with them until we find one that is as legendary as that. But it's like the belt. It's got to be good enough to take it away, and I'm open to it.
Yeah, we're open to it.
Yeah,
we need something as good.
Something as good.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
These are your two judges.
I know.
I'm talking to you two. I'm talking to the people out there right now when they're coming up with these suggestions.
Yes.
It better be good suggestions because they're not going to come off.
It's got to be good.
It's got to be good.
It's got to be good. Yeah. I'm open to it. Yeah. I'm open to it.
I want to know what they're dealing with.
Yes. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me sing, let me sing. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's your WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You see, to replace that, you need, it's not just a great song. There are a lot of great songs out there. But this one became like, it's like a meme all over social media. People singing it in the Grand Canyon, you know? Mm-hmm. People are tagging us with it. They're at their local bar, they're singing it.
Now, that would be a good reason for it to go away.
What?
They stopped getting so many DMs about where
no,
they saw
it. No, I love it. I love it.
One last breath.
People remember it. So, yes, if you
they think of us when they hear it out somewhere.
Yes, it's like it's part of the family. So, but I'm not saying it is the greatest one we could possibly have at 5:30. And if you happen to have a better suggestion, our ears are open. My ears are open. Jack's ears are open. Ike's ears are open as well.
Yep.
So I've actually had a couple of float around in my head, a couple of ideas.
Okay.
Are we keeping the same genre?
It doesn't have to be. Like, I thought, you want me to tell you one of the ones I thought that's a different genre? Mm-hmm. I thought All My Life by Casey and JoJo would be fun to do.
Jack doesn't know that one.
Oh, you do. Close to me, just like my mother, close to me. You could go find it on YouTube or something. Yeah. There's like, that would be funny. To sing. It has to be good and kind of funny that we're singing it. Like Creed was kind of funny when we first started singing. 215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Fellas, how are you? Long time no talk. Jackie No-No back there, dude. One of five Philadelphia pitchers to pitch a No-No.
Yeah, a perfect game.
Perfect game.
Perfect game.
Unbelievable, brother. You know what? You know what would be even better, though, dude? You guys seen Mr. Deeds, right?
I have not.
Yes, great movie, Mr. Deeds.
That's Ike's favorite Adam Sandler.
God, dude, when remember when they're at the tennis courts and he fires one right into the jugular?
That's right.
Jackie No-No out there, dude. Yo, you guys cannot get rid of Creed, man. It's the part of the day that I look forward to the most. I'm getting out of work. I'm getting in the car and. You know, I haven't been able to listen all day, and the first thing I hear is you guys are looking for replacements.
No, we're open to it. That's what we said. Here's what happened, Dustin. We said when we got Scott Stapp on, when Creed came to town, we would get him to sing it. We didn't get him to sing it. We didn't get the interview. We failed. I failed. That's my failure. I will own that failure. And it would have been a great, like, cherry on top to the thing, but we're like... It feels like we're leaving it sort of I don't know. It feels unfinished to me. But what I would say is, if somebody has a better suggestion, there are a lot of people that are like, please stop singing that Creed song. If somebody has a better suggestion, I'm 100% open to it.
Well, as a loyal, hopefully foxhole guy with
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, you're a foxhole guy.
I think 5:30 is designated for Creed. You know what I would actually love to see you guys sing one time, come back from big? Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. I think
well, no, I'm not.
All right, stop.
Collaborate and listen.
yeah, come on, man. I kind of like that one.
Ike is back with his brand new invention.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I was trying to get on with you last week. Spike, Ike, what do you think about putting a dome on the link?
Putting
the dome.
I haven't heard you guys really.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm totally against it.
That's what I
now,
thought.
Hold on.
Because you're a real man.
That's exactly.
Right,
well, now I got to fly in the ointment of the whole retractable thing. Did you guys hear this? That the league controls when you have to close the roof. So I guess if it's below 40 degrees,
you have to close the roof.
You have to close the roof.
So a retractable dome's not a
it's not
an option.
It's not going to help us.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I was saying on Friday that yeah. I thought I didn't know that, but yeah. I thought they would just end up closing it all the time.
Now someone would tell me if I'm wrong, but I did see it on Twitter.
No, it sounds
like the league controls. In other words, if it's raining, the Eagles couldn't leave it open.
Because I
or
think
if it's
what,
snowing.
I think
yeah,
what they
snowing.
What they don't want is the home team manipulating whether they use the weather
yes.
based on their team. I
yes.
get it, Dustin. Here is what I think is actually going to happen, and the reason that part of me was like the WIP afternoon show has to start a movement against the dome, but the truth is that. If they build a new stadium, it's going to have a dome.
Yes.
It's either going to have a dome or it's definitely going to have a top. You know, like, I don't know if it'll have a top with some of the weather getting in the sides,
like
the
little,
other one, the
yeah,
canopy
like
thing.
Like Buffalo is doing.
Yes.
Like Buffalo's going to do, like, the little canopy thing.
The canopy thing. It's definitely going to have that. So I don't want to do this thing. Where, like, I don't want to set us up for failure.
Right.
Where we're saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And then they're just going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Dustin.
Yeah. Did you get him?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You got him.
Yeah.
Got
to let Dustin go after that one.
You well, he lost connection.
Oh, he doesn't host the show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We would never
that.
Do something like
yeah.
that
on the show. Yeah. Jess in South Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Jess?
Hey, guys. So I had a suggestion. The only thing I have to contribute is a suggestion on the song choice.
Oh, okay.
Bryson said, I think, retired A-OK, and he's struggling. So maybe it'll have like the Fritz effect,
ooh.
And you guys can do that.
Wait a minute. So are we supposed to use this song now?
Right.
Since he stopped using it? Oh. I wouldn't be against it.
That's my time, folks.
Yep.
That's all I got.
It's a good contribution.
It's a good sing-along song.
It's a good sing-along song. I will take it under consideration.
Okay.
Jack, your thoughts?
It's a good one. It's not my favorite one, but
okay.
It's a good one. And, I mean, who could forget? It also led to this great Hugh moment.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This is great.
Living in this big blue world with my head up and out of space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see Trump. Oh, I believe
that. We can never get that second verse.
No. I don't know it either. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Not going to give the poll answer. Just saying that it's funny. We've been talking about the training camp stats all day. I would say that the training camp stats make people on Twitter mad. I don't know that they make our listeners
right.
mad. But everybody on,
on
Twitter
yes.
is like, this is so dumb. You're an idiot.
Like, listen, it's late July heading into August. Lighten up a little bit.
They're so meaningless. You don't even know what play they're running. Oh, let me ask you something, tough guy. Do you know what they're supposed to be doing in a regular game? I don't know in a regular game either. I have to be honest with you. Football's hard as hell to know what the hell is going on. Most of us have no idea what's going on, to be honest with you. We still look at those stats. We still talk about Saquon had 2,000 plus yards, and I don't know what was happening at every single one of those plays. Do you?
I do not.
Did somebody blow a defensive assignment? Have no idea.
Yeah. Hell, even me.
Yeah, right?
Like the game has changed. It's different defenses. I don't absolutely know what's going on out there all the time.
How can you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Holy. You don't even know what play they call. I don't.
Well, it's just it's always.
Did they call the play where he's supposed to throw an interception? You call that one? Does Petrullo have that in his bag? Hey, Jalen, go out there and throw it to Mitchell. All right, sorry.
Well, no, it's just a big nothing to see here.
Yes.
When things aren't going well, it's like,
yes,
you guys are making a big deal.
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
But when he plays well, it's like, see, Jalen's the GOAT.
Yeah, see, 19-20.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. When I left this morning, the folks from Gaida were at my house putting my new windows in there. Pretty exciting. New windows, new sliding patio door. I'm going to go home. Now, they're not all done because we got a bunch of windows done, but I think they're finishing up tomorrow. So when I go home today, I'll get to see my brand new energy efficient triple pane high performance windows. You can do it too. You can do doors too. And here's the great thing. Their big 40% off summer sales event going through July 31st gets you 40% off those windows and 40% off those doors. Every single window you get 40% off. Every single door, sliding patio door, garage door, front door, no matter what it is, 40% off. Doesn't get any bigger than that. You start your project with no money down, not a dollar out of your pocket, and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. All prior sales are excluded. But you know what I like to say? It doesn't matter, because this one's the best one. Offer expires July 31st. Call them to schedule your free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Steve in King of Prussia, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What up, Steve?
What up, Steve?
Hey, first, you can't get rid of Creed. Literally just got in the truck after work. Hear that, brings a smile to my face. It's just, you can't do it.
Okay.
We will take that under consideration, Steve, for sure.
There we go, man. But hey, the one, I guess, thought behind the dome on the link that I haven't heard anybody bring up is, Lori's talking about a dome on a link bringing Super Bowls,
yep,
and big events to the city. The reason that he's doing that, just from a business perspective, is he can pull the city in to pay for it then. And so that's a big piece that hasn't been discussed. Surely, it gets rid of the snow games and all of that, but from a business perspective, he's trying to pull city money into building the link.
Oh, for sure. And like that stuff is, I'll be honest with you, as a Philadelphian or a South Jerseyan, I don't care at all whether we have the Super Bowl here. Truthfully, it would be a nightmare.
It would be a definite nightmare.
Traffic would be a nightmare. Kind of cool to say that it's happening? Absolutely. The reality of it would be horrible.
Most of us can't go.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the other thing. But it's probably not even going to be the Eagles.
Right.
Yeah. Great. Huge football game at the link between the friggin' Vikings and the Ravens.
Yes, and the Ravens.
Yeah, I could care less.
And by the way, you're only getting one Super Bowl. It's not like they're going to come back every 5 years.
Yeah. And,
that's right.
And I do not, whatever works for Lori and the city.
Because Minnesota's never getting another Super Bowl.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Like, they're never getting another Super Bowl.
The business reasons between more events and between city money I was complaining about the city money for the Sixers arena. And you know what? Like, it just feels like we're like pushing a boulder uphill, fighting with that stuff.
Yeah, making a mountain out of a molehole.
Molehill.
Yeah, and the last thing I wanted to leave you with is good luck to Jackie No-No on the tennis side.
Yeah, thank you. There we go.
Tomorrow it's Jackie Sampras.
Yeah, there he goes. Jackie Agassi.
Yep.
Thank you, Steve.
Can I throw this out there real
Jackie
quick?
Chang. Michael Chang. You don't remember him before your time. Sorry.
And that's Jackie Chan.
Not Chan. Chang.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Let me try to collect myself.
Yeah.
We didn't get into it. We talked about it off the air. We didn't talk about it on the air as much when Elliot was here. But my boy Coop being ranked number 60.
Yes.
In the NFL. Yeah. Top 100.
You took your glasses off for this?
Yeah. I had to take my glasses off for this. Top 100, number 60.
That's wild.
Now, let me just say this.
Yes.
Let me just say this. Yeah. I've taken a liking to Cooper DeJean.
You have.
I have.
Yep.
There are a couple of takes in the back of my head.
Uh-oh.
But I got to hold off on them for another year. For another year. I need to see how this whole offseason is going to play out for the regular season for him. But if he gets through this season and he's a Pro Bowl player at the end of this season.
What? Well, first of all, the jersey sales are going to be through the roof. I can tell you that.
Listen, I already called him, that's B-Dog Light.
Oh, no.
Not because of the color of his skin either. I mean, B-Dog Light because he's light.
Yes.
Not B-Dog.
Yes.
But I don't know if we've had a player in the secondary that is as versatile like Brian Dawkins, like Cooper DeJean is.
Would the closest be Malcolm?
Malcolm's a former corner, so he's a lot like that, yeah. Probably in that sense. So I wasn't here when Andre played here.
Andre Waters.
But I know Andre Waters.
Yep.
Know of Andre Waters. I know how great of a player he was. Dawk is the greatest safety to play here without question.
Yeah.
Malcolm is up there.
Yes.
As far as anybody being ranked behind Dawk. Like, Malcolm is up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll defer to everybody to watch Muddy Waters play, or Dirty Waters. Was it Dirty Waters?
Dirty Waters.
Yeah, Dirty Waters. Yeah. Muddy Waters.
Is a musician.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh, boy.
But Cooper DeJean, that versatility, and depending on how Vic Fangio is going to use him, I'm ready to put him right behind Malcolm.
Wow.
That's why I'm bet. That's where.
Wow. Man. 1 year.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I see it. I need him to get the partying out of him to see if he can play this year.
Well, that will be.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So if we get through this year, DeJean. DeJean.
Wow.
DeJean.
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 Yeah. Looks better in
print. I kind of like, did anyone do Mean DeJean yet?
Oh, Mean DeJean? That would be a good one.
As a nickname?
Yeah. That's a good one. Pop. Yeah. In honor of Mean Gene Okerlund. You don't even know who that is.
Who
the
hell is that?
He's the GOAT wrestling reporter guy.
Oh, my gosh. What do they report?
Mean Gene. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Yeah.
That was Hogan, man. Come on, man. We love Mean Gene Okerlund, man.
Oh, dude. Mean Gene was the greatest. By the way, number 59 right in front of Cooper DeJean is Matt Stafford.
Now,
this is when you have to start asking yourself.
Yeah. I wonder if Jalen makes it.
Because they did.
Oh, no.
They did take this poll right after the regular season.
Right. Maybe even before the regular season ended.
Now, Elliot and James told me that Jalen had a great regular season, but I wonder if Stafford's at 59 and he's got the rep and the history.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many more quarterbacks are there.
Well, Darnold was already on it.
Darnold was on it. Yeah, he had 35 touchdown passes last year.
Darnold had a good year last year.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
But you would think that I was surprised.
I think he should be higher.
No, I was surprised he was even on it. I know we're doing it off of just 1 year, but I would think the track record with Darnold would have kept him.
No, it's 1 year.
Yeah, well, listen, you football players got to have way better eye tests.
It's 1 year.
Way better eye tests.
Tua was in the 90s.
That's who I'm surprised made it.
Yeah, seriously.
Tua.
But he's like football player, right? Because he's.
I like Tua, but his numbers never overwhelm you. So Baker's still there.
Baker's still there.
He hasn't been named, right?
No.
Oh, so Baker's in front of Stafford.
If he's on the list.
41 touchdowns?
Look, I'm a Baker. You know me.
He threw 41 touchdowns. He has to be on the list.
I'm a Baker guy. You know that. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't say, man. See, the problem is, when the list is over, it's going to be time for the season, and we're not going to be able to do the Jalen wasn't on the top 100 show.
Because we'll be getting ready for the Cowboys.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't sell for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exit and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Text line.
For tomorrow's tennis match, instead of Wimbledon, we can call it Simpleton. Have a great day. Bob from Delco.
Simpleton.
Not bad.
I like Simpleton.
Not bad.
What's next?
Get the f*** out of our clubhouse. Bryce Harper to Spike after hearing him sing that Cher song.
Oh. Sing Believe.
Pretty good.
Wow. It's a good tune. And you know what I'd say? It's just like Manfred. I'd be like, nah, I ain't leaving this sleeping clubhouse.
And then we're going to shake hands at the end.
Yep. What's next?
Drive through worker. Would you like a soda with that? Spike. Soda? Please. That stuff will kill you. I'll just take my 15 large fries. Thank you. Alex in Lancaster.
That's a good point.
15 large fries?
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not saying fries are good for you either. Fries are bad for you. Even though Yoshi said they're good. They're not good for you. What's next?
Two thumbs down. Siskel and Ebert in heaven listening to Spike and Elliot talk movies.
What'd y'all talk about? Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Come on.
Punch Drunk Love.
Jim Carrey, Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler.
Yes. And he had Will Ferrell third.
Yeah.
I would put Will Ferrell behind Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I would put Will,
ooh,
Will Ferrell
tough one. Yeah.
Sandler's carried so many big
movies.
Yeah, but a lot of big ones, too.
But all Will right. Ferrell makes movies.
Well, yeah. Come on, man.
Nah, I would. And by the way, Punch Drunk Love, the best Adam Sandler movie. What's next?
It's failure, and then you feel it. Spike talking about riding a bike, but also his next Blue Chew read.
That's a good point. By the way, Bo Nix is number 64 on the list.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They love them. Oh, Bo Nix made the list.
Yes.
Ooh, how many quarterbacks is that then?
So it's Stafford.
So that's about five or six quarterbacks already.
Jordan Love.
Oh, Love made it. Okay.
Yes. Darnold. Dak.
They put Dak on there after eight games?
Yeah. And Tua. What's next?
Just imagine working at Awful Announcing, where your job is to just criticize and make fun of other people in sports media.
I get it.
So sad. The top five at five.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a Fritz.
Oh, that was a Fritz shot. Yeah.
Deep breaths in there.
Yeah, sorry.
Deep breaths.
Well, you know. What's next?
Don't believe the hype, Spike. I think that visor looks great on you. Trust me. Bam in Upper Darby.
I get it because he's blind. Who's next?
Me.
Oh, you're taking us all the way up to Phil's?
Yeah.
So we're getting a real Fritz at six?
Nah, well, you're getting like 23 minutes of Fritz at six and then leading off.
What are you talking about in Fritz at six?
Phil's.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, okay. We will talk to you tomorrow, and remember that deodorant is the thief of joy.
Sure. Which are people going to want to get rid of more? 530 Korea
or deodorant's the thief of joy? That one's never going away.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.